Hello there, Fragica. So happy you could be with us today. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course, Maddie. I am a neuroscientist. I study the effects on the brain.
Of course. Today we will be exploring cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying? Maddie, did you know that cyberbullying is illegal?
No, tell us a little bit about it.
All right then. So, here are some of the laws, or things that are considered against the law, more like, that include cyberbullying. Harassment via computer, telephone, cell phone, or text messaging device. Any verbal, textual, or graphic communications that would cause fear, physical harm, intimidation, humiliation, or embarrassment to another person. Any threatening communication sent electronically to another person. Any explicit pictures intending harm to another person. Sexting is often included in a cyberbullying legislation, keeping in mind that sexting is illegal in some states.
Let's talk about the second one you said. Can you simplify it for me?
Of course, Maddie. So the original one that I had said, which was the second one, was any verbal, textual, or graphic communications that would cause fear or physical harm, intimidation, humiliation, or embarrassment to another person. So a simplified version of this would be any talking, texting, or bad videos that would hurt or embarrass someone else.
Would you tell us how to keep this from happening?
Of course. There's really not a lot that we can do to prevent cyberbullying, but we can help the people who are being cyberbullied. If you get cyberbullied, please keep a hard copy of all emails, IMs, or communication for evidence. Keep a record of bullying incidents. This is another helpful tool if the situation escalates and the law enforcement needs to intervene. If possible, report the person or crime to the website's administrators. Websites like Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram have safety centers to report cyberbullying or cybercrimes. Block the person from your social network or cell number. Do not seek revenge on cyberbullying and get back on the cyberbully. That can only lead to trouble. Don't repeat or forward any message that could get you in trouble with someone else. Talk to a trusted adult. Trust me, they will help you through what you are dealing with. Keep a record of incidents in case the situation escalates and the law enforcement needs to intervene. That one was the most important one that I said, and since you might have forgotten, I decided to say it again. So, if a friend is being cyberbullied, sometimes they feel like the situation is going to get worse if they tell somebody. So please, if you know somebody that's being cyberbullied, please tell someone yourself. It's only for the benefit of the person. Somebody will help you if you are being cyberbullied. Encourage your friend to talk to a trusted adult if you can. Encourage your friend to print the messages. Like I said before, it would be important in evidence if the incident escalates. Tell your friend to report to a website administrator and tell your friend to block the person. A lot of these rules are very similar to the ones I had stated before. It's the same for every person. Just don't retaliate to the person cyberbullying you. Things will get better if you tell an adult. Thank you for taking me here and bringing me on this show tonight, Maddie.
No problem. Safe travels.
Thank you.